Thursday, July 27, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. On the grain markets, disappointing rains in Iowa fit the general explanation from Iowa State University climatologist Elwin Taylor that when soils are dry, rains tend to miss forecasts on the light side, and when soils are wet, rain forecasts tend to overperform. As noted, soils are dry here with only 33% of normal rainfall in northwest Iowa this month. Cool temperatures will limit stress, but crops will deteriorate very quickly when temperatures warm without soaking rains first. Crops here are running on fumes and dew. The heaviest rains from this system fell on Kansas City, where crop benefit was geographically limited. It takes 22 inches of water to grow a corn crop, and in a hot year, that can be closer to 24. We have been on the edge of the hot where we live, with much warmer temps to the west and south of northern Iowa. Agronomists say that it takes 2 inches of water per week from V12 through tassel and up to R3 milk stage. This water need is concentrated during the heart of the growing season, as it takes 10 inches of water over the 2-week period prior to corn silking and 2 weeks after silking. Our soils hold 12 inches of water and were full June 1st. Received about 4 inches of rain in June and July, so had 16 inches available to the crop. Given 75% of that was subsoil moisture, plants had to reach down to get it, and when temperatures are extremely hot, they cannot retrieve it fast enough, so are stressed. When under stress, corn can lose 3 to 8% of yield potential in a single day. Given 16 inches theoretically available to my corn, combining subsoil reserves and rainfall in June and July, it has to be running on fumes right now with cool temperatures the rest of this week to saving grace. The ridge has been cycling in and out of the western corn belt, and it pulled back into the northern plains to allow cooler but drier air over most of it. The pattern, however, would likely favor return of the ridge in August when heat returns to the corn belt again. Soybeans use less water than corn, roughly 19 inches to grow a crop from May through harvest. They use less water per day, and peak water usage during reproduction is less, too. Unlike corn, soybeans can sit and wait during dry spells in a state of suspended animation until rain comes. That is why they call soybeans a drought crop. So between subsoil reserves and rain equaling 16 inches of available water, normal August rainfall here at 3.82 inches would allow the finish of a soybean crop with normal yields. I've not conceded that the short soybeans will not produce normal yields yet camp either. While the corn crop is going to be hurt, the jury is still out on the soybeans. How much will USDA reduce the corn yield in the August crop report? Informa, which tries to match USDA methods, thinks it's 162.2 bushel per acre. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Many analysts think the corn yield is below Informa's 166.2 bushel per acre, but they are estimating the yield at harvest versus Informa is guessing what the USDA will say in the August report. These are two different processes and results. USDA will take an ear count, which tends to fall later in the season in drought years. The greatest factor, however, is that USDA doesn't use actual ear weights for this report. They will use an implied ear weight for a placeholder, which is the 5-year average. We should remember that the last 4 years have been above trend yields. Also remember that sweet corn ear weights are very light this year. We can expect that the field corn will be similar. Last year, the sweet corn filled out 2 ears, and this year, the first ear is not as large. USDA will not incorporate ear weights until they have harvest data in subsequent crop reports. I don't think we'll get the full money on how this year's corn yield was impacted by the hot, dry July until they have harvest data. I will repeat the benchmark shared Thursday. Since 1991, the fall guaranteed crop insurance price per corn has never been below the spring price more than 4 years in a row. Last year was year four in a sequence of lower fall prices compared to the spring price. The fall price is the average for December corn for the month of October. The spring price this year was $3.96. That would suggest that the current price of December corn is lower than it will be at harvest. It would not be that hard to see some basis improvement, too. We have been recommending cash corn purchases for livestock producers to take advantage of the favorable basis. If end users can't make money at these low corn prices, it is not because they paid too much for the corn. End users are on the winning side of the current corn basis, and if they can get farmers to sell corn this way, they should oblige them by buying it. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at comstock.com, or call 712-933-9400.